This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Donations pour in as does the water continue to rise, especially in Houston. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So a lot of celebrities and people who aren't even celebrities donating what they can. I think the latest big name that I saw was Sandra Bullock. Good for her. She donated $1 million toward the Harvey relief. In the meantime, the big story, I think, is the fact also that the Prez was down to survey the damage and said Texas can handle anything. He and his wife, Melania, visiting with the governor and looking at one of the hardest hit areas. He was in Corpus Christi. He waved a Texas flag. He told the crowd that we love you. You're special. We're here to take care of you. And, you know, you look at the floodwaters, like I said, and we're talking about more than 3 feet of rain on the Texas coast before weakening actually to a tropical storm on its way to Louisiana. So Trump will be back to Texas and Louisiana apparently over the weekend. So this is where we're at. It's all about numbers. This is an epic, historic, horrible scene in Houston. You're going to hear some of the people, what they had to say as we move along the way. But the storms created the most severe natural disaster that we've seen in a very, very long time. And certainly for this president, 1.7 million people under evacuation orders. The shelters are just overrun. It's crazy. How do you, you know, how do you find a roof for all of these people who are stuck? Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk to an insurance adjuster. Part of the problem is going to be for a lot of these people, their home is wrecked. They come back when they come back, and it's about rebuilding. But can they rebuild? Because most didn't have any kind of flood insurance. It's a very minuscule amount. So while they're waiting it out, for some anyway, 9,000 people were sharing 5,000 cots at a makeshift kind of emergency shelter at the Houston Convention Center. I've been there on a speaking tour, and it's a pretty big facility. But of course, they didn't have all the cots. They didn't have everything that they needed, because they weren't expecting to be housing all these people. So there are so many that are trying to come to the rescue with food and water and anything that they can think about. It's not just about the money donations, but certainly that helps too. And it's amazing to see that, I guess, the outpouring of so many people, the humanity, I think, is fabulous. But I said this on the other show, it's what we do as Americans, right? Don't we try to lift up people, even strangers, when we can, when we know we can help somebody? Of course. So the controversial part of this, and there are a couple of things that are controversial, we'll throw them out, is what's happened with Joel Osteen, because too many people hit me up email-wise and even on Twitter to ask me, what's going on with Lakewood Church? Joel Osteen, or the church anyway, issued a statement regarding their response to the hurricane slash tropical storm Harvey after being accused everywhere on social media of refusing to open the doors to the evacuees. And he said, we've never closed our doors, that we're a distribution center to the people in need. We're prepared to house people once shelters reach capacity. We will be a value to the community in the aftermath of the storm. And he said Lakewood Church is inaccessible due to severe flooding. So there was some controversy over there. Was there really flooding or not? And people were saying, shame on Joel Osteen. They're not buying it because of the posted photos of the neighborhood and around the church. They showed wet but passable streets. His brother-in-law, I saw him on a show, and he talked about, whoa, 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 whoa. You put people where they would go, and we could have amazing flooding and have had it in the past. And they showed the church's flooded interior and showed what was happening. So, you know, to say this, people couldn't have been here. Do you see this water? Do you see what the situation would be like? And it's a huge place. It's a non-denominational church, rather. It hosts about 52,000 people weekly. It is one of the largest congregations in the United States. So he's also himself, Joel Osteen, is appearing on one of ABC's, I think it's Good Morning America, to talk about the church, because he was just getting, I think, pounded, and so they reached out to him, and he said sure, that he would have a conversation if there was any kind of doubt as to what they, you know, again, as to what they were going to do as humanitarians to help the people. So even with all of that, still they were getting slammed on social media. Here's the other part of it. Forget the social media and slamming Joel Osteen. Harvey, the real facts are, has dropped almost 52 inches of rain in Houston. And that's incredible when you think about it. It's going to be really tough of a bounce back here, because it's not going to take a year. It's going to take a couple of years. I mean, this is an all-time continuous U.S. rainfall record, folks, for a tropical storm or a hurricane, of course. That's incredible, the amount of rain. Just, in fact, under the all-time record, because there was 52 inches in Hawaii. So that would be the record from Hurricane Hiki in 1950. You have to go all the way back, but very, very close to that. So up next, like I said, up next is Louisiana. And the people in Louisiana, of course, have seen what's happened in Texas and want no parts of that. So the storm is expected to dump probably another 6 to 12 inches of rain through Friday over the upper Texas coast and into southwestern Louisiana. I know some of you are listening to us in those areas. And, of course, life-threatening catastrophic flooding is what the big concern is. And I've seen it. My neighbors have family in Houston, and one of my neighbors just directly across the street saw a picture of her brother who was on a balcony and was just flooded all the way up to the balcony. So, you know, that house was going to be toast. And as of Tuesday afternoon, up to 30% of Harris County, which is a very big county in Houston, to give you the sense, is underwater. And, you know, it's home to about 4 million people. It's the third largest county in the United States. Wow. And they're talking about brief tornadoes, too, that could form anywhere from Galveston, basically, to just south of New Orleans. And that's more bad news if you want to look at what's been dealt here. And, of course, the water, what's in the water, and they're no joke, you've got alligators, and you've got a flooded preserve where they've got about 350 alligators. And they're saying that because of what's happened with the flooding, they can't do much. It's a 15-acre deal. And it's in Beaumont, Texas, and it says that the owner said, look, we keep searching and doing what we can, but they could slip over the fence and escape if this continues, this flooding continues. There's only so much that we can do. And, you know, they'll just go over because they'll be pushed to that. And you've already seen, there have been a couple areas in Houston where there's photographs, video even, of alligators that have made their way into the streets because of where they've been washed out of. And that is, boy, that's frightening when you have people fighting for their lives not too far away in the same water. And especially if you talk about this one area in Beaumont, wow. They can't do anything until the water recedes. Frightening. There's a lot of things you don't think about. Because the focus is on human life, where are they going, rescuing people, and then what are the other things that they have to deal with. All right, hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking, and the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Being Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Caída al final, la pudrición da vida.
Of course, we're talking about Harvey, devastation, the rising waters, and then the heroic stories, because they are some incredible stories. As I said, it's what you expect, right? But some of the stories are just incredible. I saw, and it's the images, you know, it's the video and the pictures that you see. I saw a baby that was floating in this plastic container, and immediately there were some guys from a neighborhood who come up in a boat, and they said, oh, we knew there were some people here, and they grabbed the mother and the child up, and you could tell she was just elated, and then the camera crew had pulled up at the same time, so they were able to capture that image. And there was another shot that I saw of a little boy who was on a surfboard, and there was a guy who was paddling him, and he rescued him. He helped get the family out and paddled up. That's all he had, you know, was the surfboard. But he paddled up on the paddleboard it was and paddled him out of the neighborhood, and that was pretty cool, too. So people are just being as innovative as they can, whatever it takes, whatever they have that floats, that they can use, that they can get the water, because, you know, they get a little break in the water pouring down, but there's so much of it in some areas. You know, this is what happens when you're talking about getting up to the rooftop and then people are waiting around hoping that someone's going to come and get them, and they reach out and do what, and other neighbors do what they can, and other people have brought boats in, and that's made a big difference, because there simply would not be enough people, and we know that, obviously, to respond to the amount of people that they've got to find. And I think, and you'll hear that in our conversation in our next segment, it's going to be about filing claims. It's going to be about trying to get people back on their feet, because so many, this is our fourth largest city, and there's going to be a lot of displaced folks. I can't even imagine. Close your eyes for a second and think of the most horrific nightmare. I don't care where you live or what kind of house you live in. It's your house. You got a roof over your head. Imagine when you least expect it, or you think, maybe I'm going to be okay, that your house is gone, poof, in an instant. And then suddenly you're foisted into, hey, what's that insurance policy say? How much coverage do we have? And most of them don't have flood coverage because it's not there. So that's going to make a big difference, big difference. And then, of course, you have the negative side of what can happen when you get to this point. You have looters. So you would see people, some people going into stores, grabbing up as much stuff as they could, robbing, running out. And how are they going to, you know, they arrested some. They've arrested like 14 alleged looters since Sunday. But you don't have the manpower to do that. And in some cases, homes, abandoned homes. So not just necessarily some of these grocery stores that they're running into or Best Buys or whatever. And boy, that is bad karma, my friends. Doing that when the threat and the lives that are in harm's way, ooh, boy, oh boy, I think you are just asking for the double whammy from above. I'm not kidding. When you do something like that, and we've seen that, of course, before in other horrific situations, you know, it's humans, that they're in Houston, they're a microcosm of society, of course. And the great thing is the deaths as a result of Harvey, not as many. Any is not good. Any is not good. But the amount of people that it could have been, and just, and there, and you know, there's still unknowns. They could find more people, and so they're being very cautious, any law enforcement type that's asked about it, because they don't know for sure. I was just reading something and went back and forth with a friend who's down there gathering a whole bunch of people and information and is just absolutely crazed. But the number that he had, and, you know, we're talking about battering that area for, in some cases, what, six straight days, this crazy slow-moving storm, they've confirmed at least 30 confirmed suspected flood-related deaths. So 30, the number has come up. You've got people crammed into shelters and who are wanting to have some kind of news of their loved ones, too, because they don't know. And then there's the word that 30 people are dead, and they think, who knows, it could be more. What's wild is in Harris County, they don't know the exact, and I just talked about the importance of Harris County. They don't know the exact amount, but imagine this. They're saying that they don't have a complete figure, but they know that they've rescued probably more than 3,500 people from flooding. Wow. 3,500 people in such a short amount of time. And people are just praying for this to stop. And Wednesday, it's supposed to go. So there initially were forecasts where it could be, or it could have been until hanging around until the weekend. But now it looks like there may be a little bit of a break in this, and that's huge. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner talked about the citywide curfew from midnight to 5 a.m., because, you know, that's what they have to do, is they try to rescue and do what they can and help people, etc. And, of course, the other thing that hasn't been talked about as much, because it is about human life, is the fact that you've got so many cars, abandoned cars, of course, because they're people's cars. And they estimate there, and who knows, low or high, but it could be 30,000 at least cars. 30,000 cars that were just flooded wherever they were. You see them floating all over the place. In the parking lot, came from a neighborhood, in the middle of a neighborhood, in the middle of a giant road, a highway, whatever. But they're everywhere. Makes sense, of course. they move with the water in some cases, or they're just completely flooded out. Louisiana is watching with bated breath because they know 50-mile-an-hour winds, maybe 60-mile-an-hour winds, flash flooding. Talking about flash flooding through Wednesday. And they watched Houston inundated in some parts with the 50 inches or more. And they're talking about 20 inches in southern Louisiana. Mm. And when that rain keeps coming down, oh, that slow, slow rain. And that's what it is. And all you can do is go door to door like they've done in Houston if it keeps rising. But you go door to door and you're just looking. You're looking for people. You're seeing if anybody is on a roof, if anybody's still in a house, you know, whatever it might be. So I think some of the criticism that is leveled about Donald Trump's wife, FLOTUS, in wearing high heels, and then she's on camera and she's got tennis shoes on, because that was, of course, when they left Washington and went to Texas. I think the whole thing with Joel Osteen, which he's, you know, trying to clear up in the morning, and whatever other controversies are out there, it's like, boy, you got people that are dying and that number's climbing. How about the focus on helping the victims? How about the worry of what's in that water where some people are trapped, where they could have gators, snakes, who knows what's in that awful, horrific water? And how do you reunite families that have been separated? How do you do that? And the answer is, it's tough, because you have so many people in different shelters and trying to connect with other people. And then, of course, you talk about electricity. And that's a problem in some areas. A few people skirted it, and some others got stuck. I know some people that will have some damage, but the areas, the subdivisions they live in, drain okay. Okay enough that they're fine for now and will probably weather this, and they're out there helping other people. They're trying to help the animals, trying to help other people who are stuck. They're doing whatever they can. All right, we're talking about insurance coming up next.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Very sad what we're seeing, obviously, happening in Houston and some other areas in South Texas and, of course, Louisiana. We've talked to our pals there, but really ground zero for all this catastrophic flooding seems to be Houston and the suburbs there, and the damage is going to be absolutely unbelievable. Tens of billions of dollars. There's no question about that. Tough to even try to put a number to it at this point. So can you imagine being in the position in insurance where you're a licensed public adjuster and you've been doing that since, you know, 2003, and this is our guest coming up, and you've worked claims for lots of disasters, including hurricanes Andrew, Katrina, Rita, Sandy. Boy, we lived through Sandy, my family. He's licensed in 10 states, sits on the board of directors for the Texas Association of Public Adjusters. He's probably so busy, so we are happy to welcome to the show Loy Vickers, a licensed public adjuster in this arena. Hey, Loy.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. I said this to you before we jumped on the air. I'm better than our friends are, certainly, in Houston. And I was just thinking about this the other day. How many have flood coverage? I saw something like in Harris County, it was a very low number, way less than 20%. You're not surprised by that, are you?
No, I'm really not. You know, I've seen numbers like in all of Houston combined, there's only like 119,000 policies for dwelling and about 80 to 90,000 for businesses, which is going to leave an awful lot of people without coverage for this.
Right. So what does that mean? If they have no coverage, then they've got to rebuild pretty much on their own, right?
Yeah, pretty much. What we've seen in the past, the federal government will jump in and through the SBA and FEMA will offer, you know, low interest loans to help these people put their lives back together, or attempt to put their lives back together. But in reality, it's a loan. So now you're very much likely to end up with two mortgages on your house because of that. And so it's unfortunate. You know, I can tell you that if you were not sure if you had flood insurance and you bought a basic dwelling policy, and you don't have two separate policies, one says homeowners insurance and the other one says flood, chances are you don't have flood insurance, and that presents a problem.
Yeah, so as you mentioned now, it may be that there's two mortgages, but there's also another problem that happens for some people in the middle of this storm, because some people had flooding and they also had wind, and this is common. This happened in Rita. This was something that there was a big wrestling match over, which happened. Was it the flood or the wind that determined what really damaged the house, right? So you must have gotten into that with some of the hurricanes that I mentioned that you covered, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We call this the chicken and the egg syndrome, and it's, you know, everybody's familiar with that, which came first, the chicken or the egg. Well, the same thing happens in these events. They try to come in, and they'll spend a lot of money on engineers and highly degreed people to come in and give an opinion, and that's basically what it is, an opinion, what came first, the wind or the flood. And so you really need someone like us. And when I say us, I'm not the only PA in Texas. Obviously, there's several really good qualified people that can actually come out and actually take a look at this and say, you know what? I'm thinking that this may have been more wind than flood, or maybe the wind came first. And, you know, you're missing a roof. That's pretty easy. But, you know, these people will write reports that say, no, it was flood. And so you really need to get your own opinion. And bottom line here is, it's your responsibility to put your claim together based on the policy of insurance that you got. And if you can't do that, then they're going to send their people out, and they unfortunately don't have any responsibility to you whatsoever. Their sole responsibility is to the insurance company. So you need to get somebody, if you can't do it, to help you put your claim together correctly.
Yeah, so obviously that's important because, as you said, you got to get that claim going, so you have to figure out how to do that, and you got to reach out. I think that's what the mistake a lot of people make, Loy, is they just want to do it, get it done, get it in. They don't understand what they're reading, and then it's wrong, and then it becomes just a cycle of back and forth, right?
That's correct. And, you know, another thing, Kate, that there's a lot of people that are not aware of, but Texas passed the Blue Tarp legislation, which was House Bill 1774, that goes into effect on this Friday. And while it really doesn't affect anything that we do, if in the event something happens and you're not happy with the way your claim went and you want to pursue it through legal means, and I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm not an attorney, I'm not giving advice, but based on what was written in the bill, if you file your claim before Friday, and I know that's very difficult for some of these people who have been displaced to even have service or anything like that at this point. But if you file your claim before this Friday, then it gets grandfathered in on the laws, the existing laws as they are now. And, you know, my guess is it's going to be a small percentage that will actually wind up going to that extreme stage. But if it does, you know, you owe it to yourself to have that option, but you have to get a notice of claim filed by Friday, September 1, which is when this bill goes into effect.
Wow, so that's great information. So anybody listening, and we have people listening in those areas affected, I know that they've reached out and sent emails, et cetera. Pay attention to that, because that's a huge, huge deadline. Of all the hurricanes that you covered, Loy, and we're speaking with Loy Vickers, he certainly knows this arena, licensed public adjuster, and we're talking about these claims in the insurance world, of course, that are going to be filed, et cetera, with these disasters. Boy, Hurricane Andrew was horrific, but of all the ones I mentioned, what was the worst for you as you had to kind of roll up your sleeves and deal with it?
Well, I mean, Katrina came in and did, you know, massive damage to the Louisiana coast. But if you recall, it also looped back around and went across the Florida Peninsula. And
yeah.
So we were actually in Florida when Katrina hit, and, you know, all the storms from 2004 to 2008 that came through. And so we stayed there, and obviously it did a lot of damage in the South Florida area, but it didn't do nearly as much damage because we didn't have the flooding event that they had in New Orleans. And so this hurricane here, Hurricane Harvey, is probably going to go down in the record books because it was so widespread, flooding event, as a similar storm to Katrina, just in dollar value.
Yeah, and I said at the top, we have no idea what the dollar value is, but I think it's going to be off the charts.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how much it is when all is said and done. While this is all happening, I mean, when does typically, especially as you look at Harvey and you said this, the rebuilding, all of that happening, claims, if everybody has their stuff in order, how long would it take a claim traditionally?
Well, the claim process is not the entire process. That is a beginning process. You got to get through the claim process to get the money so that you can do the rebuild. And then there's a construction side that goes with that. And I can tell you, I was in Louisiana in the last couple of weeks helping with a flood claim that happened there a year ago. And some of those people have been able to get their houses put back together, and some people haven't. So, you know, I'm going to say that you got to be a little patient, because this is not going to happen overnight. Even though the damage happened overnight, it's going to be a little bit more of a long, drawn-out process than you might be accustomed to. And so, you know, if people know that up front and you kind of make plans for that, it's not going to be easy, but it's not something that can't be overcome eventually either.
And as we watch this, and people are listening in other parts of the country, what can the rest of us really learn from what's happening with Harvey?
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is to review your insurance policy. And, you know, I told you that I was licensed in 2003 as an adjuster, but I've been licensed since 1989 as an agent as well. And so over that period of time, I've read a few policies, and what I see from that is that the policies are changing. And, you know, from the old policies where you had a $500 deductible or a $1,000 deductible and X number of dollars worth of coverage on your house, and you thought you were covered. Well, the language and things are in that are in the policy are changing, and it's real slight, but there are some things that kind of jump out and grab you if you're not really familiar with this. And in Texas, what we're seeing is deductibles being raised to percentage amounts. So instead of it being a $500 deductible, maybe it's a 2% deductible. Well, now if you got a $300,000 house, you got a $6,000 deductible that you have to come out of pocket with before your house is fixed. So you need to know what's in your policy, and most people don't read their policy. We've talked about this on a little radio show we did in Dallas over the last few years. You have to read your policy and know what's in it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's great advice, reading the policy, because I can tell you, I usually have things pretty buttoned up, Lloyd, but now you've just scared me. The hair on my arms is standing up, and I want to paint the picture, but I think I need to go and review my policy as soon as
are
through.
For that wasn't my intent to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, but in reality, when you get into one of these events, you really need to know what's in the policy, because everything that you're fixing to go through is going to be governed by that document.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Insurance is one of those really strange things that people get into. It's where you exchange consideration or money for a promise to pay. And that creates a gigantic, almost the size of Texas Stadium, ball field for people to play in. And so it leads a lot to interpretation. So you have to read the policy.
Yep. Great advice. Lloyd Vickers, you can look him up at Empire Public Adjusters.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Restless, walking around restless. You're such a
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's all about the numbers. Some of them sad, some of them celebratory. Let's talk about this. This is actually a great thing, the Helping Hand of Dallas to the folks in Houston and Louisiana and anyone else who needs it. The Dallas Convention Center is prepping for Harvey evacuees. I talked about that before. So it's looking like something that's happened before, packed with forklifts, cots, blankets. It's all being set up. So maybe 48 more hours, maybe less than that, when the roads are able to be passable. And thousands will come to Dallas when they can escape the high wall of water, joining the others who are already here, staying with people or in shelters. And the cots and the setups are pretty nice. They have a lot of them. The convention center is ready for 5,000. I mean, that's how many they can accommodate, with everybody having a place to sleep, which is terrific. So many people trapped, so many people knowing that they need some place to go, and this is going to be a huge, huge life raft, I think, for many. Again, it's people in neighborhoods, it's people that even were trapped at the airport for days. It's just, wow, just crazy how much water. Can't emphasize it enough. Came down, and then what do you do when that happens? You know what? You scramble, and that's exactly what's happening. And speaking of scrambling, while Dallas gets all those cots and they're ready, and I've seen it to roll for those people once they can get up there, everybody's trying to get to Houston and have some kind of a boat if they can make it in. And I love this from St. Louis. you know, the what they decided they were going to do is you got the ride the ducks, and some of you might have been on those World War II amphibious boats that are so popular in a lot of different cities and areas. So they're joining the out-of-state helping hands people, and they announced on a Facebook, because that's where everybody's going, Facebook, social media, whatever, that they're sending a couple of duck boats that are already there and a crew to Houston so that they can work with a command center and they can move supplies and equipment and people to and from the flooded areas. And boy, that's invaluable in trying to move hospital equipment and trying to do something for the people. So bravo that they, you know, again, stepped up and figured out a way, okay, this is what they need. This makes sense. If we take this out here, this will help because they need to be able to move people and they need to move doctors specifically or equipment the doctors need. And our boat is the great lifeline there. And bravo again, one of the thousands of people, because it's now thousands, who have stepped up to do something to try to help in maybe an unconventional way. Because moving folks from neighborhoods, moving people to dry areas is just absolutely key. Absolutely key. No question about it. All right, let's move on to another one because there's just more numbers than you can shake a stick at. And some of them do have to deal with the tropical storm / hurricane. But here's a good one to throw in, I suppose, because this woman looks pretty healthy to me. Can you imagine surviving until you're 108? Yeah. Valentina Williams. I just saw a story on this woman. She was born in Cuba. She moved to Youngstown in 1927, Youngstown, Ohio. And so you think about who was president. You think about what was going on then. And she lived to be 108. 108. Oh, the history there. The history. I love that. The things that happened. And what she could remember, that's why you write things down, so that you can tell the stories in case you forget them. She has 17 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and she got to see pretty much them all grow up, of course, at that age. And she is a big church-going woman, and she said she would take all the kids to church, apparently, and that she liked to stay up. And how does she live to 108? How'd she stay healthy? She said she eats well, she stays up to date on current events, and she's active, and says that's made a big difference in her life. That and she said also that her tip to everybody was don't expect too much or you won't get too much. You expect nothing, you'll get something. All right, there's a piece of advice maybe some people could heed, I suppose. Woohoo! 108 years old. Wow. I'm still kind of wrapping my brain around that. that Valentina Williams made it that long. She looks great. She does. She looks great. And luckily she has all those great grandchildren and children, etc., people around her that can help her to be able to navigate these days, I suppose. This was kind of a curveball story that I happened to see in looking around at what was going on around the country, because I always say America Tonight's about the buzz in the backyard, and while so much of it is Harvey, and then there's some controversy, and oh, there's so many other things we could talk about, the nutball in North Korea, and I spent a ton of time on that, and sources I have at the Pentagon, and what they're saying, but when we talk about numbers, I love this number. A 14-year-old who was lucky enough to be granted a Make-A-Wish deal, he wanted a pirate-themed treehouse. The kid's name from Modesto is Connor Reed. He got to walk the plank. He has this brand-new treehouse that looks like a pirate a pirate palace. He apparently has been battling a genetic kidney disease, so he has to undergo dialysis a couple of times a week. 3 years ago, he got a kidney transplant, but you know how that is. It's half dozen one way or the other as to what can happen, you know, with his life. So he got this Make-A-Wish deal, and boy, this pirate-themed treehouse. Oh, when I saw that, I was thinking, boy, when I was a kid, I wanted a treehouse. We had one kind of semi-big tree in the backyard, though, and there was no treehouse happening. I had a friend that had a fort, but nobody had a treehouse, and I always thought they were so cool. And his is a spectacularly cool treehouse because, like I mentioned, he had the idea that he wanted the theme, you know, of it to be like a pirate deal, and it really looked like a pirate hideaway. So very cool. Make-A-Wish is such an awesome charity because of what they're able to do. I mean, it's Make-A-Wish. What they can do for kids who, in some cases, may really have, you know, no hope. This is a scary story to me when we talk about sinkholes. And we see that sinkholes are opening up in certain areas. We've seen it in Florida, and we've seen people lose their lives with sinkholes. We've seen cars been gobbled up, etc. In Brooklyn, New York, a man was walking to work when he got stuck in a crosswalk because the street swallowed his leg. Can you imagine? He was going to a body shop, and he was about a block away, and his right leg, boom, just fell into the concrete. And his entire leg up to his upper thigh was swallowed up. And, of course, firefighters were called immediately. They got him out of the sinkhole and then took him to the hospital for an evaluation to make sure his leg was okay. But the visualization of that, if I could tell you, oh, I can't even imagine what that would be like. When you're least expecting it, all of a sudden your leg is swallowed up. Really? By a sinkhole in Brooklyn? That's frightening. Thanks to all of you for listening to This Hour of America tonight. Remember, our friends in Houston, do what you can to help each other.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.